Less than 2 weeks before presidential elections in Zimbabwe, the main opposition candidate has been charged with high treason, accused of plotting to kill the president. The opposition leader dismisses the charges, calling them another attempt by President Robert Mugabe to cling to power. The European Union and the United States have been stepping up pressure on Mugabe, but so far to no avail. NPR's Michelle Kullman reports.
Following the EU lead, the Bush administration imposed travel restrictions on Zimbabwe's 78-year-old strongman Robert Mugabe and his close associates in the ZANU-PF party. They are no longer welcome to visit the United States. The Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Walter Kansteiner, says in addition to these restrictions, the administration is considering freezing financial assets, as the EU has already done.
These targeted travel restrictions clearly send a message. I mean, they send a message to the ZANU-PF elite. We're watching, we're taking note of your actions, and more restrictions will come if your actions are inappropriate. And the world is in fact watching.
Watching is about all the international community can do at this point. Mugabe, who led his nation to independence from Britain in 1980, has often ignored outside pressure, especially now as he fights for his political survival. Kansteiner admits it may be wishful thinking, but he's hopeful that the country can pull off reasonably fair elections March 9th and 10th, and he warns the next couple of weeks will be critical for Zimbabwe.
If the elections go badly, and in fact, if the rule of law is not followed, Zimbabwe is going to head into a really dramatic decline. It already is economically spiraling down. That spiral will intensify and increase. So this is the last few weeks that the country really has an opportunity.
Even as the U.S. travel restrictions and the more wide-ranging EU sanctions took effect, Mugabe supporters continued their campaign of intimidation. Youth groups ambushed people leaving an opposition rally over the weekend. And just today, Mugabe's main challenger, Morgan Tsvangirai, was hauled in for questioning on charges he plotted to kill the president. The government says it has a videotape incriminating Tsvangirai, though State Department spokesman Richard Boucher raised doubts.
We're aware of no convincing evidence that there's any basis for these allegations. It just appears to be another tragic example of President Mugabe's increasingly authoritarian rule.
Mark Schneider of a think tank called International Crisis Group paints a bleak picture of the run-up to the presidential vote and argues the Bush administration should have acted more quickly to impose targeted sanctions on Mugabe's inner circle.
It should have come earlier, without any question, in order to have had the best opportunity to have an impact on the upcoming elections. On the other hand, it's never too late in the sense that this is clear expression not only to the government of Zimbabwe, but at least to the people of Zimbabwe and to the democratic opposition that they're not alone.
Many opposition supporters may feel alone, however, as they try to monitor the vote on March 9th and 10th. European monitors pulled out after the head of their delegation was expelled. There are still international observers on hand, mainly from South Africa and other neighboring countries. President Bush is likely to urge Southern African leaders to take a stronger, more public stand on Zimbabwe when he meets tomorrow afternoon with the presidents of Botswana, Mozambique, and Angola. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.